Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. James Hunt. I'm chairman of the board for Christian Leaders College, and it is my pleasure to be with you here today. We're going to talk about how to develop a ministry board. This is part of a mini-series or mini-course, and this is the first part. This is the introduction. So I just want to welcome you into this course. We want to talk about how to develop a ministry board because it's important. Some of you may be thinking of beginning a ministry board. And so we want to give you some insight and some knowledge and some wisdom, especially from a spiritual perspective, on what it means to develop a ministry board. Sometimes we think of ministry in terms of what happens in the church. For instance, we have youth ministries, we have men and women ministries, we have small group ministries, but a lot of ministry occurs outside of the four walls of the church. For instance, there are food pantries, ministry food pantries that feed the homeless. There are programs that go inside the prisons to educate prisoners and minister and mentor them. And so those are just a few examples. And also there's the example of a church having a foundation to help to raise money and to do special projects. And so those are all ministry boards and work that goes on in conjunction of what happens inside the church. And so we want to give you some wisdom and some insight on what it is and how do you develop a ministry board. So this is the first of 9 mini courses regarding how to develop a ministry board. Bishop Dale Bronner once said, if serving is beneath you, then leading is beyond you. What do I mean by that? That means that we need to lead like Jesus. That means that we need to have that same attitude that Jesus had when he washed the disciples' feet. He showed them how to lead by serving them. That was what he came to do. He said, I came to serve people. And so we need to have that same attitude if we're going to develop or work with ministry, work and develop a ministry board. We need to follow Jesus. As a matter of fact, did you know that you are already a leader? If you're a disciple, you are a leader. Think about this. Jesus, we're following Jesus as disciples. And he called us to disciple others. That means we need to lead others to Christ. So you're already a disciple. And so how do you do that? You do that by serving. You do that by doing ministry. And so I think that's key and that's important to what we want to try to accomplish during this mini course. Let's go to the next slide. So, first steps to developing a ministry board. It's real simple. Pray, listen for God's voice, and then get to work. Let me say that again. Pray, listen for God's voice, and then get to work. Get to work. Think about this. You know, whenever you begin a work, whenever you ask God for something, you pray. You pray about it. And it's no different for a ministry, no different for a ministry board. You need to pray and ask God for guidance. Think about Solomon. Solomon said that he didn't know what he needed to do. He needed wisdom. He needed understanding to lead the people. And so to do that, he prayed about it, and God answered his prayer. And we know in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's really what Solomon did. He trusted God. He took it to the Lord in prayer. So anything that you're getting ready to do, anything of consequence, anything of significance, in fact, anything, if you want God to be in this, if you want God to be the creator of this thing, you have to take it to God in prayer. So the very first thing is to pray about it, pray and let God know what the desires of your heart are. It is. So number two, listen for God's voice. Listen for God's voice. There was a time when Samuel was a prophet, and he came under the tutelage of Eli. And he kept hearing this voice, and he thought it was Eli, but it wasn't Eli. And he told Eli, he said, Eli thought about it. He said, that has to be God. He said, next time, answer that voice. And then the next time that God spoke, he says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. We have to listen for God's voice. So after we pray, sometimes we want to get ahead of God. We pray and we think it's time to move, but it's not time to move. We need to listen for God's voice. He will give us confirmation, affirmation in terms of consequences, in terms of, let me say, circumstances, in terms of people coming, in terms of speaking to us, in terms of the word. So we can receive and listen to God's voice. Listen for God's voice before you get started. So pray and then listen for God's voice. But lastly, get to work. After you pray, after you listen for God's voice, then you need to get to work. Isaiah 6 and 8 says, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. That's Isaiah. He said, send me. After you prayed about it, after you listened for God's voice, then just get to work. Get to work. So those are the first steps to developing a ministry board. Pray. Pray like Solomon prayed. Pray and ask for wisdom. Ask for discernment. Ask for guidance. Pray and humble yourself and let him know that you need him. And then listen for his voice. The next day, when he woke up, God blessed him with wisdom and discernment that surpassed anything anybody else had. But he also gave him some other gifts. He blessed him with some other things. So listen for God's voice after you pray. And then when God gives you confirmation, when God tells you to go for it, then get to work. Get to work. So this is the introduction for how to develop a ministry board. I want you to remember what Dr. Browning said, Bishop Browning said, about you have to leave before you can serve. You got to serve before you leave. And then we need to understand that we have to pray and listen for God's voice. And then when he tells us, gives us the go ahead, the go sign, the high five, then to move forward. So those are the first steps. Thank you, and just stay tuned, and we'll continue this as we go forward.